Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is a Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, August 17th, 2023, and I'm your presenter, Jada George.
As it happens, when it happens.
In the headlines, United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine articulated that the party's strategy for addressing youth unemployment in Dominica is to foster an environment of economic empowerment among young people. Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre pledges systematic road repair across St. Lucia without electioneering motives.
Q.
Responding to former UWP Commerce Minister Felix's recommendations for a 2.5% levy. And England's 2023 students experience a 9% decrease in top grades compared to 2022.
Right on.
While Wales and Northern Ireland experience a 7% and 6% drop respectively. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Marigold Cooperative Credit Union Limited. The details of these coming up next.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Attention, students and parents. Are you ready to kickstart the new school year with style and confidence? Marigold Cooperative Credit Union Limited has exciting news just for you. Introducing our back-to-school loan with a maximum of $5,000. Say goodbye to the stress of stretching your budget. With our back-to-school loan, you have the financial freedom to tackle all your educational expenses head-on. From art supplies to scientific gadgets, our loan products provides the flexibility to meet your unique educational needs. Visit the MCCU Loans Department or contact us on 445-7155, 445-7166, or 285-7142. We are waiting and ready to make your academic dreams a reality.
Leader of the United Workers Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, expressed that the approach to addressing youth unemployment differs greatly from that of the DLP administration. He emphasized that the UWP approach is aimed at creating a bright future for young individuals, promoting the creation of wealth, and ultimately enabling them to feel proud of their achievements in the years to come.
The United Workers Party approaches the youth unemployment issue very differently from this government. We approach it from the point of view that we want our young people to be prosperous. We want our young people to make money. We want our young people to become the middle class. We want them, after 4 years, get a piece of land, after 6 years, 7 years, build a house, that they have something that they can be proud of, that they can pass on to their children. You know, that idea of gaining wealth, the idea of being able to, you know, have something tangible that you can point to and feel, yes, you build that yourself, you know, that is your sweat. You know, that sense of worth, that's how we approach this issue of youth unemployment. Not like this present government. No. So we are not just going to want to end the NEP. We want to do it in a way, you know, the young people get opportunity to, one, make wealth, you know, earn a decent wage that they can do things, they can take a little holiday.
Leader of the United Workers Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine. Minister for Labour Miriam Blanchard highlighted ongoing efforts to enhance efficiency through automation. The current manual processing of work permits at the Labour Division is set to be replaced by a fully automated system. In line with the National Research Agenda, this new online service, currently in the testing phase, will enable clients to submit applications remotely. This development aims to minimize waiting times and processing delays.
One of the initiatives currently being undertaken is the automation of services. Automation of services to modernize and to be efficient. The Labor Division processes numerous work permits daily. It must be noted that this exercise is totally manual. In pursuit of efficiency, consistent with the national reset, I'm delighted to announce that the services of the Labor Division will soon be fully automated. We are currently in the testing phase, and once implemented, this online service will allow clients to submit applications remotely, reducing wait time and processing delays.
Minister for Labour Miriam Blanchard. During the launch of the government's Trade Stream online platform earlier today, Minister for Trade Vince Henderson spoke about the platform's potential to reduce transaction costs and the cost of goods coming into the island. He contends that merchants should also reduce the cost of items as a reduction in transaction costs on the island is being facilitated. The Trade Stream is an online platform that allows users to apply for license, permits, certificates, and other documents related to imports, exports, and transit documents.
Our efforts to digitalize services across the government services is not in and of itself the thing. The thing is to facilitate transactions, but most importantly, to reduce cost. And as a benefit of that, we also reduce our carbon footprint. And that continues to build our image as the Nature Isle of the world. Dominica, over the years, has been pursuing several initiatives to facilitate transactions between the population and the government. Accessing government services are now online more than ever before. And we today are celebrating another great milestone, another great achievement to continue to facilitate the transactions between the people and the services that government provide. TradeStream in itself presents an opportunity to reduce transaction costs, and hopefully we would see a reduction in the cost of goods arriving on our shores. And that is the part that I'm not sure if it's how you're going to deal with that, but I think the merchants need to be accountable as well. Those importers need to be accountable, because if we are now minimizing or reducing the transactions that you have to do to import goods into Dominica, clearly you must be reducing costs of the services that you would require to provide. And that should be reflected to the consumers. And I think at some point there has to be a serious conversation.
Henderson emphasized that the Ministry of Trade is crucial in supporting the platform to become a reality. He added that the ministry serves as the focal point of the government and is the authority to interact with the World Trade Organization.
But in order for TradeStream to be a reality, the support of the Ministry of Trade is critical. The Ministry of Trade provides and contains, is in fact, the focal point of the government and the authority of the government of Dominica to interact with the World Trade Organization and fully responsible for the implementation of those obligations which Dominica must recognize. The Ministry of Trade is also responsible for inter-regional trading, and we also are the authority to ensure that trade within the Caribbean and CARICOM single market and economy, that all those rules are observed and respected. Therefore, the Ministry of Trade's input is critical to the success of TradeStream. Since 2014, we started the process, and with the support of the International Financial Corporation, it's part of the World Bank Group, we sought to get assistance to facilitate trade in Dominica. The efforts continued in 2017 when we made a special request to be part of the WTO system for trade facilitation. And by 2020, the introduction or the opportunity to be part of the single window for trade became something that we signed up to.
Minister for Trade Vince Henderson, Vincent Christmas, Acting Comptroller of the Customs and Excise Division, expressed that the concept of the TradeStream platform is a digital platform designed to revolutionize Dominica's trade landscape. This advancement signifies a pivotal shift towards a more efficient, rapid, and environmentally conscious trade practices.
Customs is one of the government's oldest departments, which is mandated to collect and protect revenues, protect society, and facilitate trade, among other things. Today, our focus here is on TradeStream, which is a trade facilitation tool. It is a digital platform which will set the stage for a transformative chapter in Dominica's trade environment. We are stepping into an era of smarter, faster, and greener trade, and the significance of this cannot be understated.
Christmas emphasized the TradeStream platform holds advantages for both businesses and government entities. Its implementation will enable seamless paperless transactions, leading to decreased business expenses and facilitating the expansion of global trade and investment opportunities.
The implementation of TradeStream will streamline border regulatory procedures by allowing a single submission of all necessary information for obtaining licenses, permits, certificates, and other documents related to the import and export procedures. This platform will be beneficial to both the business community and government by affording the opportunity to conduct paperless transactions, which will reduce cost, time of doing business, and ensure the liberalization of global trade and investment.
Acting Comptroller of the Customs and Excise Division, Vincent Christmas. Former Cottage Parliamentary Representative Mr. Reginald Austry addressed the first anniversary of the Almondec in Chukuri, highlighting the celebration's poker-run activity on the 20th of August. He emphasized the importance of aligning with the vision for the blue economy and stressed the need to introduce additional activities in the country's tourism sector. He advocated for expanded infrastructure, elevating service quality, enhancing cuisine, and introducing more innovative ideas.
Yes, I think, is something that we call a poker run. And we believe that in keeping with our vision for exploiting the blue economy, in keeping with our vision for enhancing the beach, in our vision for introducing new activities in the country, because you will admit that we cannot run a successful tourism industry by just utilizing the existing infrastructure.
Austry continued by stating that the process of tourism development is ongoing and constantly evolving. He expressed the belief that the poker run introduced at the Almondec anniversary could serve as an attractive feature, and he also envisioned its potential to grow into a yearly national event.
We have to expand our infrastructure. We have to improve on our quality of service. We have to improve on the quality of our cuisine. We have to begin to introduce new and creative drinks. And we have to begin to enhance the tours. And so the business of tourism development is not a start and stop activity. It's an activity that continues to evolve. And so we at the Almondec, we believe that the poker run may be a very good attraction, and it has the potential of developing into an annual national event.
Reginald Austry, former Cottage Parliamentary Representative. During the electoral reform consultations held last evening, Isaac Baptist, a member of the United Workers' Party, passionately urged those in positions of authority to wholeheartedly embrace the recommendations put forth by esteemed Attorney at Law Nwelis Naidi Didier in regards to the electoral reform.
Attorney at Law Nwelis Naidi Didier made a recommendation for going forward with this issue and getting it resolved as quick as possible. I strongly advise and urge those in power and authority to adopt that recommendation. That is, to set up a committee that will work with the Electoral Commission, a broad-based committee, that will take these recommendations, put it into, adjust the draft bills as necessary, and therefore that will represent what will be discussed and then put to Parliament. Otherwise, we are just going back in circles. We are just going back in circles. And this thing has to stop.
Isaac Baptist, a member of the United Workers' Party. General Secretary of the UWP, Nicholas George, says the party still stands by its view that there should be a total re-registration of voters in Dominica and provisions for cleansing the voter list annually. He pointed out that the Electors Act presently allows for that to take place. He states that consistent with the Constitution, only those persons who are ordinarily resident in Dominica and those who are no longer ordinarily resident in Dominica for the less than 5 years should be allowed to vote in the country's election.
There should be a specific voter ID card issued to all eligible voters in Dominica with biometric data, including facial recognition and fingerprints. There should be no overseas registration of voters and no overseas confirmation of registration of voters. Initially, I said that this is an exercise on re-establishing trust, ethics, integrity, responsibility, and accountability in government. The Electoral Commission is part of that process, and we have not been able to trust the current electoral commission.
General Secretary of the UWP, Nicholas George. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says he would like to see this matter of electoral reform come to a conclusion.
But for us to arrive at a conclusion through this consultation, we must not come and read. Reading poetry and prose are fine, but the reality is we have documents before us. And just to say to you how serious we are with the engagement, I received these documents, say, on June 10. By June 12, it was in the hands of the Dominican public. And it is available for every Dominican to read. But read, we must. And we must not seek to use this occasion to extend cheap shots at me or my colleagues or the government. That's not going to help us. It's not going to help us arrive at a conclusion, my dear friend. This is a time for serious engagement. Looking at the country, do not look at what you think has caused Kerry to win all those elections and let us see whether we can cross them out. I want you to leave here tonight with the understanding and appreciation in a factual and sincere manner that we're here to engage you constructively, earnestly, honestly, transparently, as we seek to bring this vexing matter of electoral reform to an end in Dominica, to the benefit of all people in Dominica.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. United Workers' Party member Glenroy Sosu-Cuffey expressed that the UWP has put forth numerous proposals regarding the party's aspirations for the youth of Dominica. He added that the United Workers' Party is the sole political party to have developed a youth manifesto that outlines measures to empower and guide the youth towards contributing to the country's economy.
We have made countless proposals with respect to how we want to see youth move forward. In fact, the United Workers Party, by the way, is the only party who has presented what they call a youth manifesto. And in that youth manifesto, I cannot even remember a quarter of what was outlined, but so many good things were outlined with respect to how we would like to see youth empowerment and how youth is being directed in this economy and how they are able to participate effectively and to bring about transformation in the economy. Because remember, you're talking about youth. When you are youthful, a wealth of a nation is its health. When people are young and they are energetic, they are gigantic, they're ready to move, they have that energy, you have to give them guidelines, you have to incentivize the respective sectors so that youth can get even.
Cuffey holds the belief that the youth of Dominica have become hopeless due to the absence of concrete framework that can help them unlock their complete potential. Moreover, opportunities to augment their academic abilities have been suppressed, which further exasperates their situation.
Right now, with that cutting of flowers by the road, can you incentivize people by cutting flowers? Where is the upward mobility in cutting flowers by the road? But guess what? I'm not criticizing NDP work. I'm saying there are people, of course, who have to cut the grass and the flowers at the roadside. But everybody cannot be doing the same thing. And so youth, they have lost hope because there's no foundation set for them right now. There's nothing tangible that youth can do. There's nothing that youth can say, look at it right now. Honorable leader just said it. Even to get a higher education, to at least increase their level at academic level, they have been suppressed because the government is not actually paying their fees. And this, again, is a disincentive for them.
UWP member Glenroy Sosu-Cuffey. In other news this evening, Prime Minister Philip J. Pear has pledged a systematic approach road repair across St. Lucia devoid of any electioneering motives. Pierre was replying to former UWP Commerce Minister Bradley Felix's recommendations of the use of the 2.5% levy to repair and maintain the road network.
We agree that there is need for improvements in the roads in St. Lucia. We agree. We also agree that a lot of it is due to the weather. It has been raining constantly and the roads have deteriorated. But we agree the roads need to repair. But we're not going to do the roads in any piecemeal fashion for election purposes. We're not going to do that. That's not our style. We're not a piecemeal government. We have a plan. That is why, if the United Workers Party had continued the growth, Have you got any reason why the Grosjean Highway was not continued?
Still in other news, pupils in England were the most disadvantaged, with the share of exams graded A or above down by 9% compared to 2022. Students in Wales saw a 7% drop in top grades, while Northern Ireland saw a decrease of 6%. Ofqual's chief regulator, Dr. Joe Saxton, told Sky News pupils up and down the country have been treated fairly, and there has also been differences between regions.
The disparity between England, Wales and Northern Ireland has been shown up as well as the number of top grades falling. Is that a cause for concern?
So I really understand why people might be worried about that, but let me offer some reassurance. Very few students cross borders to come to university in England. Universities are used to working with over 700 different qualification types. And we must remember this has all been part of a two-year plan. We've worked with universities, schools, colleges, teachers, employers, all the way through the two-year plan to make sure that there would be no surprises and critically that the right support has been in place for students as we go back to normal.
So you say that universities won't discriminate against students. In terms, though, of how they're doing, when we look at the figures from today, London and the South East faring best. Why are they doing so much better than students in the North East?
That's a really important question. And it's one that these exam results will allow policymakers to really delve into. It's important to remember that there have always been differences between regions, and we see that in exam results every year, and there are long-established trends of that prior to the pandemic. So these results, students have been treated equally up and down the country. The rules have been the same for everyone, and policymakers have now got the information that they need to make decisions about where to provide additional support and what to do next.
But it's certainly not the case that students in the Northeast are less bright than students in the Southeast. So why are they getting lower A levels? Is it the teaching?
I absolutely agree with you that students have equal opportunity and aptitude everywhere in the country. And that's why it's so important that the exam system ensures that the rules are the same for everyone. But as I say, there are long-standing differences in outcomes between regions. And these exam results enable policymakers to see, to hold up a mirror to the nation and work out where they need to invest and make additional arrangements.
That's the Prime Evening News, but first here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine articulated that the party's strategy for addressing youth development and unemployment in Dominica is to foster an environment of economic empowerment among young people. Prime Minister Philippe J. Pierre pledges systematic road repair across St. Lucia without electioneering motives. And England's 2023 students experienced a 9% decrease in top grades compared to 2022, while Wales and Northern Ireland expressed a 7% and 6% drop, respectively. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Marigot Cooperative Credit Union Limited, and I have been your presenter, Jeet George.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.